Right, now it's time for our weekly Every Living Thing spot. And this week, we want to talk about keeping exotic pets in Britain. There are a large number of species that can be called exotic pets, including mammals, birds, reptiles, fish and insects. We have in the studio Jessica Henshaw, a zoologist who has recently published a book on exotic pets in Britain and has kindly agreed to answer some of our listeners' questions. First of all, Jessica, a question from Daniel.
Oh, hello. I just wonder why so many people want to keep exotic pets.
Well, more and more people want to keep these animals in their homes simply because there are more and more unusual species that can be bought and brought home. So we can observe that tarantulas, iguanas, salamanders and snakes are all becoming more and more popular as pets.
I suppose that leads us to Sophie's question. Sophie?
Thank you. What is the most important thing which you have to consider if you want to keep, say, a spider or a snake?
First of all, you need to know that many species are illegal in the UK, either because they may be dangerous to other people or because of the animal's conservation status in the wild. Well, that's why you have to find out about any laws concerning your chosen species and whether or not you will need a permit.
Interesting. What do you do then?
Find out everything there is to know about the species you are thinking of. Buy a good care guide, talk to your vet, surf the net, and contact other people who have the same pet to find out the pros and cons. How much space will your pet require? Do you need a really big house for it to run around? If it needs regular exercise, make sure you have enough spare time each day. How long will your pet live? Some species of reptile may live longer than you, so are you prepared to spend the whole of your life looking after it?
Sounds like it's not an easy decision to make.
Indeed, there are many more factors to consider. For instance, it may be difficult to find a vet who has experience with exotic pets, so you should find out if there is one in your neighbourhood. And the next question.
Right. Olivia is worried about her family, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Is it a good idea to have an exotic pet when you have little kids?
Well, to tell you the truth, children and exotic pets don't really mix, so maybe it would be a better idea to buy a dog or a guinea pig instead, especially considering that some species are potentially dangerous to people and other animals. For example, tarantulas may bite if they feel threatened and release their hairs, which can irritate your skin and eyes.
Now on to Thomas.
Oh, hello. I just wanted to ask about the financial aspect of the whole thing.
That's a good question. In most cases, the cost of accommodation, food and vet bills is likely to be higher than the initial price of the pet, so think carefully about whether you are prepared for the expense. Plus, exotic pets have specific food requirements and may need to be fed with foods that are quite expensive to get, or that are really unpleasant to deal with, such as frozen mice. Also, who will look after your pet if you go on holiday? It may not be as easy to find a willing pet sitter for a tarantula as it would be for a cute little kitten.
OK, well, sadly, that's all we've got time for. So, Jessica, any final message for our listeners?
As you can see, there are a lot of factors involved while choosing an exotic pet, or rather, deciding whether to have one in the first place. So, take your time. It is better to think twice than to be scared of your own pet, or to have to give it to the local zoo because it turned out to be too expensive.
That's all for this afternoon. Thank you to all our callers, and I actually have a question for Jessica.